Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Pope Francis has been taken to hospital in Rome where he's being treated for a respiratory infection. In a statement, the Vatican said the Pope, who's 86, would need to spend a few days receiving medical treatment. Speaking at the White House, President Biden asked the attendees to say an extra prayer for the pontiff. This report from Harry Farley.
Pope Francis appeared in good health and spirits at his usual audience in St. Peter's Square. But later in the afternoon, he was unexpectedly taken to hospital. A Vatican spokesman said this was for a previously scheduled checkup. But Italian media questioned that, saying a television interview with the Pope had been cancelled at the last moment. A second statement, released by the Vatican later, said Francis had complained of breathing difficulties in recent days, but the tests showed he did not have COVID-19.
The UN General Assembly has asked the world's top court to issue a legal opinion on the obligation of countries to combat climate change. The landmark vote follows a four-year campaign led by the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu. Neda Taufik reports from New York.
Vanuatu's Prime Minister Ismail Calsakau called the resolution's passage a win for climate justice of epic proportions. The Prime Minister wants the International Court of Justice to clarify what international law says about countries' climate obligations and also what the legal consequences are for states that disregard these laws and cause environmental harm. The court could take 18 months to issue such guidance.
The Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says the people responsible for a deadly fire at a detention centre on Monday will be punished. 38 migrants died at the facility in Ciudad Juárez. Authorities are facing mounting scrutiny over why the victims weren't freed. Security camera footage appears to show guards leaving as flames engulf.